the state's economy grow. He spoke to reporters as he voted today. He says he's a job creator. He faces former state representative Jeff Deal. Deal has former President Trump's endorsement, but does lag in fundraising. The winner goes on to face Democrat Attorney General Maura Healey in November. Now, the top searched political issues on the internet are these: education, inflation, taxes, crime, and abortion, in this order. New polls show that the issue of abortion is gaining prominence, 10% saying that it is the most important. Many more women are registering to vote across the country. The Dobbs case in the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade could affect a number of races, as Democrats are now running specific ads on abortion. Let's take a look at one of those races is the Georgia Senate race. Republican Herschel Walker has been gaining ground in that race in recent weeks. Incumbent Senator Democrat Raphael Warnock holds just a one-point lead in the Real Clear Politics average of polls. And Georgia, as a state, has been leaning more purple than its red state neighbors in recent elections. According to our own Fox News poll, it says that independents, who really could sway this race, 19% in Georgia say abortion is their top issue. Gun violence and immigration place tied for third with 9%. But immigration policy is important, too, especially for border states. We're watching one of those in the Arizona Senate race, where the Real Clear Politics average shows incumbent Democrat Mark Kelly with a six-point lead over Republican challenger Blake Masters. In our latest poll out there, Arizona independents ranked border security the second most important issue behind inflation. But again, abortion is gaining precedent around the country.
Can I just tell you something? Every time I see Fox News use the Real Clear Politics thing, I always cringe, because it is the most inaccurate measure. It will measure races that were underway 6 weeks ago. It's not a snapshot of where the electorate is right now today, and that's what you've got to do. You know, are we talking about registered voters? Are we talking about all voters? That's the problem with Real Clear Politics. And for the life of me, I don't know why they keep going to Real Clear Politics. I never, ever, 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 ever use Real Clear Politics. There are better ways to get at the numbers. You know, the trends. Which way is it going? You know, how are independents falling? Are they falling in the Republican direction or the Democrat direction? Simply put, Real Clear Politics isn't worth the paper it's written on. Sorry about that, but it really honestly isn't. I want to get to one quick issue. And don't forget, coming up top of the hour, you'll get a chance to hear from Drew Johnson, candidate for Clark County Commissioner, District F, as in Frank. Alina Haba is a Trump attorney and was on with Hannity last night. I don't know if you caught this, but she evaluated the judge's decision down in Florida, the special master's case. And it's interesting to get her perspective. This was Alina Haba. This is cut five, by the way, the Trump attorney that was on with Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Here she is.
Alina, let me start with you. Let's start with this judge's decision and what it means. They got his tax records, attorney-client privileged information. They got his passports. Well, what didn't they get?
They took everything they wanted to take. That's obviously evident. The injunction, which means that they've stopped all criminal investigations, was granted, which is a great win for the Trump team that is handling this matter. Additionally, we received an approval to get a special master, which was exactly what I had hoped would happen. The DOJ, as you may recall, was opposing this. They didn't want it. And what the public had assumed was a delay was, in fact, the fact that, and the judge mentioned this, the fact that the DOJ wasn't willing to grant a special master when we requested it prior. So then we had to file a motion. The judge made the right decision, in my opinion. We'll have a special master who will take a look at everything that they took, give back the privileged information, the things that they shouldn't have, and stop any criminal investigation that might be happening, or any investigation at all, from proceeding dead in its tracks until that special master gets into play.
That's Alina Haba, an attorney for Trump And she brings up a good point, though, this deal of stopping all investigations. That to me is big, because if you can't continue your investigation, you can't go before a grand jury. You can't end up getting more subpoenas. You can't do anything as long as this thing is still hanging out there. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways, a lot of congestion as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now. Remember, there's no HOV lane availability between Warm Springs and Tropicana. That project continues for the next 10 days or so. Looks like you're averaging about 45 miles per hour there on the south side at Flamingo. Congestion entering the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's Interstate 515 westbound, beginning around Eastern Avenue. And remember the overnight road work on Interstate 15 southbound at Prim Boulevard in Prim, Nevada. The on and off ramp is going to be closed from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. tomorrow.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers hosting the San Francisco Giants this afternoon, looking to take the rubber game of the series. Dodgers won 6-3 Tuesday. Max Muncy with a pair of home runs. Joey Gallo added a three-run shot. Clayton Kershaw will start for the Dodgers. He is 7-3. The Giants will counter with Alex Cobb, who's 5-6. NFL, the season opener for the Raiders coming up on Sunday. They'll be at SoFi Stadium to take on the L.A. Chargers. Las Vegas 10-7 last season, including an overtime win against the Chargers that put them in the playoffs in the season finale. They're under new head coach Josh McDaniels and new star wide receiver Devontae Adams, the college teammate of Derek Carr. And in college football, UNLV back on the gridiron this week. They'll face the Cal Bears. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni.
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and two-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year, go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. We're still waiting to see what the Department of Justice is going to do. Are they going to appeal? Every indication is they probably will. That means it's going to take more time off the clock. And the more time that's off the clock, the better it is for Donald J. Trump and people that that believe in MAGA. I thought it was interesting last night. I was kind of just tuning around on cable news and ended up on Newsmax. And they had Alan Dershowitz on. Alan Dershowitz claims that the Department of Justice really has no case involving the special master, that they are it's going to be hard for them to win in an appeal or in just if this thing eventually goes to trial. This was Alan Dershowitz last night on Newsmax. This is Cut 4. Go.
What happens to these documents now? I mean, does the special master go back and check their work, or do they start from scratch?
I think it goes back and does both, checks their work, and if there's other material that hasn't been reviewed, that can be reviewed too. You know, the New York Times today cited academics all against the opinion. That wasn't a news story. That was an editorial. They didn't cite a single academic who was in favor of the decision. Obviously, I'm in favor of the decision. Many others are in favor of the decision. But the Times made it seem like every academic in the world was against it. I guarantee you one thing. If this were President Hillary Clinton, former President Hillary Clinton, and she had a search like this, and the judge, who was a Democrat, had appointed a special master, virtually every one of those academics would be applauding this. It is hypocrisy. They failed the shoe on the other foot test, and no one should take them seriously.
So the judge did two things. She appointed this special master, and then she told the DOJ, hey, stop investigating Trump. And that's where I think, to Lindsay's point, a lot of people are saying that was the real nutty part. The DOJ is expected to appeal. Does the Department of Justice have a strong case for an appeal?
Well, they have no case at all, I think, on the issue of a special master. They may have an appeal on the issue of what gets delayed. Obviously, what has to be delayed if you have a special master is investigations based in any way on any documents that could conceivably be part of a lawyer-client privilege. But that would permit certain investigations to go forward. According to the judge's decision yesterday, the national security investigation can still go forward. That hasn't been stopped. The only the criminal investigation is stopped, and there's no rush on that because of the 60-day rule. There's a 60-day rule in the Justice Department that says you don't do anything public within 60 days of an election, and it's almost 60 days of an election now, just about 60 days of an election. And so the Justice Department is not going to be doing anything for 60 days anyway. So no harm, no foul. I just think that this is part of the get Trump mentality among experts and among advocates who are academics. And they just apply different rules to Trump than they apply to anyone else. Look, I'm not a Trump supporter. I vote against him. But I'm a supporter of equal justice under law. And in general, 10 teams are not to be accepted when there are plausible claims of lawyer-client privilege, whether it's a former president, a future president, or a plain ordinary guy like you and me. There should be an independent evaluation. The Justice Department cannot be trusted to judge itself. Who will guard the guardians comes from Rome 2,000 years ago, and it's equally applicable today.
That was Alan Dershowitz, a Harvard law professor, saying that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, has absolutely no case involving the special master, it's a non-issue. It's a nothing burger. The question is, when will the investigation start up again? The fact that they are shutting down the investigation is critical, absolutely critical. And again, remember, we're talking about the election, a new Congress, that can undo the January 6th commission and all kinds of other stuff that's going on now as far as investigations of former President Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
There is no known safe amount of marijuana used during pregnancy. Marijuana is not safe for pregnant or breastfeeding women and their babies. Everything a mother eats, drinks, or smokes affects her developing baby or enters her breast milk. Just like alcohol and tobacco, using marijuana can have negative effects for your baby. Any form of marijuana may be harmful during pregnancy and while breastfeeding. Marijuana can affect your ability to care for your baby or someone else's baby. It is best for women to quit using while pregnant and breastfeeding. If you are pregnant or a new mother using marijuana, you are urged to seek help to quit. Pregnant women receive priority admission at state-funded treatment centers. Visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org. That's SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org or call 211. This message sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's see, November 1st. November 1st, that's Elton John. appearing here in Vegas. I can't wait. Can't wait. Whether you are working or not working, this message is for you. Because whether you have a job or you're busy around the house, I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between noon and three. That's why we created this very special thing just for you. It's called Live and Local on Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website. Here it is, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and this is the best part. It's free. Try it out right now. Go right now to kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. Gentlemen, Jim, I know you've been following a story that involves big tech, Anthony Fauci, and others, and it all involves it involves our right to know what's going on in our world. Give us the latest on what you got.
I think in a word we could use collusion.
Yeah.
Because there has been a Louisiana-based federal judge has ruled that White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci, that one, will have to turn over emails which were sent to social media companies on the subject of censorship and misinformation and disinformation. That's what they were saying, allegedly, in these emails. That's the crux of the lawsuit is how the social media companies themselves handled the claims of the origins of COVID-19. And if they didn't like it, or if Dr. Anthony Fauci didn't like what they were saying, he would just email these people at the New York Post and other places. I'm just using that as an example because they're the ones who suppressed the article in November of 2020 about Hunter Biden's laptop. So we can only assume that they were possibly in that email chain. But the bottom line here is they have now 21 days to turn over the emails going back and forth between the president's spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the media companies which were suppressing the free speech, if you will, of any conservative who said, hey, I mean, the origins of COVID-19 didn't start in some bat soup somewhere.
And I know we're laughing about it, but when you said it that way, it just made me giggle.
Yeah. So, and they were labeling that disinformation. So hopefully in the next 3 weeks or so, we'll have more on this. But at least, and this was a lawsuit that was filed in May, so
they're just getting around to it now.
It just takes so long for justice to be served, but hopefully in this case, it will.
We will see what we shall see. That of course, will be. This is a story we're going to follow, because now that the courts are involved, and you've got courts ordering that Fauci and Karine Jean-Pierre. Yeah, we got to be international about this. It's Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre. Yeah.
Jean-Pierre. Oh, I just love it. Henri. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Drew Johnson, candidate for Clark County Commission District F. Why even the races that are not top of the ballot are so vitally important to you and your family. And in this particular case, to your family's education, your kids' education, And so much more. We'll talk with Drew Johnson about that and what sets him apart in District F, as in Frank. I want you to hear Sean Hannity, because this is something that we're going to be talking a lot about in the final 62 days before this election. And that is how the Biden administration is trying to talk about everything they can that has nothing to do with poor performance by the Biden administration relative to their administration, that when it comes to the cost of groceries, crime, when it comes to the price of gasoline. I know it's come down, but it's still high. It is still high. And it's, remember, it was $2.37 on the day that Joe Biden took over. Trump had it at 237. It is now well north of four, and in some places, it's up in the fives. And I'm just going to tell you, this is getting ugly. This was Sean Hannity, though, on why Dems are trying to talk about anything, trying to distract voters any way they can. This was last night on Hannity on Fox News Channel.
The Democrats want the upcoming election. They want this to be about anything other than their disastrous failed record. They now want to shift the public's attention to all things Donald Trump. Are you or have you ever been a supporter of Donald J. Trump? If so, President Biden, he has a message for you. Because according to Joe, well, so-called MAGA Republicans, you are a threat to democracy. We're all enemies of the state. A pretty disgusting, blatant, focus group-tested effort and slogan to distract you, the American people, for what are catastrophic policies and a horrific agenda. And he's doing it just in time for the midterms. It is by design, not unlike, for example, Barack Obama, bitter people clinging to their God, guns, Bibles, and religion, or Hillary Rodham Clinton, irredeemable, deplorable comment, or Peter Strzok's, oh, Trump supporting smelly Walmart shoppers. You know, why are the Democrats doing this? Ask yourself. They can't run on their 40-year high of inflation that they caused, the recession that they caused, the looming housing crisis, all of which they caused. Gas prices now double what they were under Donald Trump. Fentanyl, record amounts of opioids crossing our border, they caused. They're allowing violent crime in small towns and big cities all across the country. Open borders, the Afghanistan disaster, war in Europe. Joe wants you to forget about all of that. That's not what this midterm is about, or he's hoping it won't be about. He wants you to concentrate instead on hating half the country, hating your neighbor. Now, last week, he kicked off his new political campaign in front of Independence Hall, billed as an official taxpayer-funded presidential address with Marines in the background used as political props, and the stage was lit with an ominous blood-red glow that was so menacing, even fake news CNN was scared by it, so they attempted to alter the color on the fly. You can't make that up, turning it into more of a hot pink.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. CNN toying with perfection. Oh, well, it happens. Stay where you are. Coming up, top of the hour, Drew Johnson. Also, you'll hear from Keith Skipper and get the national perspective, the national director of regional communications for the Republican National Committee. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Be honest with me. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants, even sporting events or concerts? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I knew I had to do something. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors and attorneys.